Upon Yaakov Avinu's passing, we know the Shvatim approach Yosef and they ask him mechila for that which they had done to him by selling him the whole ordeal. And the question, the Rishonim, whether or not Yosef was in actuality, was he merchalim or not, or if he was merchalim, to what level, was it a full mechila, was it a partial mechila, a subject in its own right. But one halach we take out of that parasha, expressed in the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says in Daf Pei Zayin, a member of the Shem of Yosef bar Chanina, somebody comes and asks mechila from his friend. We know that a very integral part of mechila when it comes to benavna chaver, if somebody does anything wrong against his friend, be physically, verbally, monetarily, whatever the case may be, you can do all the tshuva in the world, but until your friend is actually meichel you, your aver is not nechaper. One has to go and achieve that mechila from his friend. So Gemara says, when somebody goes and asks mechila from his friend on whatever he did wrong, he should not ask more than three times. How do we know? Shenemar ana sana v'ata sana. When the brothers approach Yosef, they say, Eloshna, please forgive us three times. Three times and not more. So we see the correct method of three times and not more than that. Interestingly, I saw a quote from Rabbi Yashiv. It seems from this Gemara bin Arai that Yosef was in fact not Meichelim, because if Yosef was in fact Meichel after three times, what's the Gemara's Raya? Could be up to ask 10 times. Happens to be Yosef was Meichel, so I stopped asking. So it seems from this Gemara that Yosef in fact was not Meichelim. But regardless, the Gemara does take out of this that one should not ask Mechila more than three times. It's brought down the halacha. This is the approach we take. You go ask Mechila, try a different technique, try a third technique. The bottom line is after three times, you don't go ahead, you don't ask Mechila anymore. And the Rambam expresses it, says that after the third time, if you go ahead and you ask, at that point, the person who was not meichel you, he is an achzer, he's cruel for not being meichel. But he says here, the person who was not meichel you, he becomes the chayte. He is the baal aveira for not being meichel you. And the question is, it's true, you know what, he's a cruel person. He's a person who has no feelings for you, he's not taking into account your sincere remorse, that he's not, you know, he's really not out there to help you out, even though you're trying very hard to achieve the forgiveness. The bottom line is, he wasn't meichel you. So how do you get off the hook after three times? You tried. He wasn't meichel you. He's cruel, so he's wrong. But leaving his wrongness aside, how do you have mechila if you asked him three times? In fact, he was not meichel you. So how does this magically cure your avera simply by the fact that he wasn't meichel you three times? So perhaps a simple way to understand this, there's a famous Ritzler writes over in Sol Slanta, a famous approach. He writes that the Gemara says, in Kechviar, the Gemara says that many times a person has rights to monetary, if he has suffered damages, he's right to monetary claims against whoever damaged him. Sometimes, the Gemara says, by grumma, different instances, he's not entitled to any money, there's no compensation legally entitled to him. However, all he's entitled to is complaints. He's allowed a complaint. It's a very strange thing. The Gemara is telling you, you should know, in these cases, you have no money, but if you want to complain, you're fully entitled, go ahead and complain. And it sounds strange, because really, you want to complain, who cares? Complain whenever you want to complain. What's the big deal? And Rav Slater took out of this that the right to complain, the right to be upset, really, for whom some more than complaining, really having a grudge against somebody else, is a legal right as well. And you have to have that right. Torah has to give you that right. It's also for a person to have a hatred against any Yidin Kal Yisrael. I'm not allowed to go and hate somebody because I feel like it. If he did something wrong to me, which the Torah does not consider to be wrong, and I hate him because of it, he did something wrong, in my eyes I consider it to be wrong, but legally it was nothing wrong. And I'll pee wherever the Dine Torah are, I'll pee the Musar of the Torah, everything else of the Torah, he did nothing wrong. I have no right to hold a grudge against him. I'm not allowed to hate him, even if I take no action. Just in my heart, I'm not allowed to hate him. He says, let's say you go ahead. He gives an interesting example. He says, let's say you go ahead. Somebody has a monetary claim against him. I go, somebody owes me $1,000. And I say, I'm meichel, I forgive him completely. The next day I turn around and I want to reclaim that money that I was meichel. Too late. Once you're meichel that money, you can't go reclaim it. You try to take that money by force, you're a ganef. It's the same thing would come to mechila. If you go ahead and somebody does something wrong to you, you go ahead and you're meichelim. You're meichelim, you lost your right to that claim. Now tomorrow I have a grudge against him again. It wells up inside me again. I'm not entitled to that. I can't go ahead and do that. It would seem that you could apply this halacha here as well, with the same by extension, and say the same thing. Three times a person is allowed to be upset at me. The Torah gave him the right. It's a normal thing. A human being is allowed to be upset. He doesn't have to be meichel me the first time. One time, two times, three times. At that point, the Torah says he becomes an achzer. He's being cruel. He's being excessively cruel. At that point, he loses his right to have terumas on me. Once he loses his right, I don't have to ask him mechila. The Torah no longer gave him the right to hold that grudge. Once he's not entitled to have that grudge anymore, I don't have to go and ask him mechila, and my chet will be in a scamper with tshuva alone.